first is acknowledgement, the second is build a bridge, and the third is ask a control question. So bridges are, by the way, that reminds me, I forgot to ask. Oh, yeah, I meant to ask. Oh, yeah, did you want? We'll get back to that later, but did you want? And here's some examples of the bypass. It's around $18,000. By the way, are you going to use our money for business or pleasure? Here's another. Price is important, isn't it? And we'll get back to that in just a little bit. But that reminds me, who's this car going to be for? You or somebody else? Another example is, that's a good question, and we'll find out together. But I forgot to ask, did you want indoor or outdoor? Here's another example. I really appreciate the vote of confidence, but I have my hands full just keeping abreast of the changes in the new models. We'll ask the business manager later about the best interest rate, but first let's just find the right car for us. Did we go fast speed or not yet? Here's one more. We don't normally discount this model. By the way, who's the local one who gets the new car? Do you have a minority?
Prescription A3. Don't force our customer to defend something unreal or unimportant.
Remember, when we force our customer to defend something not real or unimportant, we'll probably create an impasse with essentially another issue. The next step is to listen to it if it comes up again.
Prescription B1. Let our customer completely express their question or concern.
Remember, active listening here. We need to use eye contact, not our hands yes once in a while. And every once in a while say, okay, I see. We need to show interest and be interested.
Prescription B2. Do not interrupt.
We can't act the least bit of anxious or upset. Also, we don't want to anticipate our customer's next statement or fill in the blanks for them. The next step is to restate the objection.
Prescription C1. Paraphrase our customer's question or concern.
Like this. Let's see if I understand what you're saying. And then we just paraphrase back to the customer what we thought we heard. It lets our customers see that we listened and are concerned, and that they avoid any misunderstandings. The next step is to question it. Say something like this. Just to clarify my thinking with the customer, why is this important right now? It's important that we do not assume the answer. We need to allow our customer to answer this question. Generally, the real objection may come out at this time. Remember, we don't want to overcome smoke screens. And our customer at this point may realize how silly or irrelevant the objection is. The next step in overcoming the objections is to answer it.
Prescription E1. Practice overcoming the most common objections often.
Perfect. Practice makes perfect. We need to memorize scripts, and we have to have self question, and we'll find out in just a moment. But first, yeah, I forgot to ask, what equipment is most important to you? How much discount can I get? I know price is important.